If you're in love with Jesus, why don't you just clap your hands and give him praise this morning? Can we do that? Really do that together? Come on. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Anybody have the victory this morning? We've been singing about it, been worshiping about it. I have victory. What about you? Amen, amen. We want to welcome everybody here at the Church Covington today. Thank you for your in-person attendance. And also, we welcome everyone that is tuning in online today. It is our absolute pleasure, amen, to be in the presence of the Lord together. Amen. Let me just borrow the words of the psalmist David as the ushers come and prepare to receive this morning's offering and tithe. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know why I believe that the psalmist could say this with such passion? Is because he had a revelation that anything he needed could be found in the house of the Lord. And you know what? Anything you need today, guess what? It can be found right here in his house. Do you believe that today? Why don't we put our hands together one more time, just loving Jesus? Amen, amen, amen. If the ushers would, let's go ahead and come down, and you can stand and bring your gifts and your tithe and your offering, amen, to storehouse this morning and be a blessing unto, amen, this house. I was so privileged this morning. I was laying in the bed at the hotel, very comfortable, and I woke up about 3:45, and normally I do not wake up at 3:45, but something hit me all of a sudden. And that one thing was this: you got to give your tithe today. And so I rolled over, grabbed my phone, pulled up the Church Center app, and I was able to go in and give to the Lord his tithe that is his and return a good offering. Why? Because it is a pleasure to give unto the Lord. Amen. You have three ways to give. Of course, you can give in person today as you are doing, and also you can give online. Amen, and you can download the Church Center app, and you can also give that way. There's these three ways up here on the screen, and thank you for your giving this morning. Amen, amen. I sure hope Pastor Darrell's having a good time. Amen, laid out probably on the beach right now. I don't know if he's watching me or not. If you are, God bless you, buddy. I hope you're having a restful vacation. Amen, enjoying yourself today. But guess what? I'm enjoying myself today as well. Amen. Being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Why don't we just go right into the word of the Lord this morning, if we can. Let's go to Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1, very familiar passage of Scripture. And you can remain seated. I'll just read this one passage of Scripture in our hearing today. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let me read it again. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the end or until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. To me, this is not only a letter that is written to the church of Philippi, but to me, it is a prophetic declaration. It is issued by Paul under the direction of the Holy Ghost, not only to the present-day believers of that society, but it's also to us here today at the Church Covington. I'm speaking to us today, both corporately and individually. We haven't even scratched the surface of the things that God wants to pour out in this time that you and I are living in. There's things that God is desiring to release, amen, in this house that would astound us, that would blow your minds, what God is wanting to release in you today. Does anybody believe that word today? Clap your hands to the Lord. Amen. Under the direction of the Holy Ghost, I declare to you that there's something massive in the Spirit. Amen. God is ready to release things in this house. However, it's going to require an unbridled passion of faith in God. It's going to require you to be so confident in the ability of God, knowing that He can produce what He promises. How many of you have ever received a promise from the Lord? Come on, put your hand up. How many of you received a promise and you knew and you know presently that it's from God and God Himself? Keep that hand up. Everybody in this room has felt like they have received a promise from the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, and most of the times, I would say, that promise does not come when we want it to. That promise does not surface when we, what, desire it to. It requires what? It requires faith. Amen. It requires us to believe God's word and what He says. When He establishes it, it will come to pass. Amen. You have to be confident in knowing what God says. Amen. It will come to pass. What He has promised, I promise you today, He can produce the results that you are in need of. Do you believe that this morning? Come on, at least wave at me today. Amen. There's been promises of healing. There's been promises of restoration. There's been promises corporately to this church of revival like you've never seen before. Amen. Guess what? If He promised it, He can produce it. If He said it, He can back up what He says through His word. Does anybody believe that today? Oh, come on, clap your hands. I'm going to make you work with me. I shouldn't be the only one sweating here. Hallelujah. How many walked in today needing something from God, knowing that what your need is, only God can produce the results that you're in need of? How many walked in needing healing today? Put your hand up. How many walked in today needing restoration, needing a miracle in your house, needing a miracle in your home, needing a miracle in your finances? Guess what? If He promised it, He can produce it. What I'm preaching today is this. Confident of this very thing. Whatever He's promised, whatever He's said, I'm confident in knowing that if He said it, He can produce it. If He said it, it will come to pass. Amen. I want to start from the onset of this message to inform you that God's not in trouble. Heaven is not on the brink of bankruptcy. Amen. Just because things are odd right now, crazy right now, you have to wear a mask on your head and on your ear and everywhere else just to go and to buy some groceries. I seen this one lady the other day. I walked in Kroger and I put my mask on. I don't like those things. When you're in the 300-pound club, you cannot breathe properly in a mask. I'm sorry, maybe you skinny folk can, but I can't. I'm walking in there and I'm like, 97 degrees outside, and I got this thing over my face. This poor lady, she was sitting or standing right next to the checkout, and I was watching her. Man, she had gloves on. She had a mask on. I mean, I'm talking a shield. She had a big mask over her face. I mean, you could hardly see the lady. She almost looked like Darth Vader. Nothing was going to penetrate her. She was not going to walk out of that place sick. And you know, I do what they say. I put my mask on. I do all this stuff. But I was looking at that poor lady, and you could just see a countenance of fear on her. She was afraid. And I thought within myself, how many times has the enemy used this disease or this situation, COVID, whatever you want to call it, to cause fear on people, on individuals? Let me just say this. You can't be full of faith and full of fear at the same time. I'm going to say that again. You can't be full of faith and be full of fear at the same time. You got to understand and be confident in God and knowing no matter what you go through, no matter what you face, no matter what you encounter in the morning on the job or wherever you go, that God is able to see you through and produce what He has promised unto you. Clap your hands and love Him right now. Guess what? God has not lost His way or His bearings on what needs to happen in our lives. I believe that this could be used as the greatest tool of revival that you and I have ever had. I believe we could turn this thing around. And we could have revival that would shake not only this community, not only this county, but this entire nation can be shaken by the power and the presence of an almighty God. I wish to God we would believe that this morning. Your family members can be saved. Your family members can receive miracles. You can receive miracles in your life. I'm confident that God can produce these things. No matter what's occurring at this very moment in your life, there's one thing that I can assure you of. God is still constant. God is still consistent. God is still very much powerful, unwavering, and He is unchanging. He's still, as the Bible records, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He is still just as mighty and majestic as He ever was. He's just as powerful as He's ever been. Yes, He's a great, awesome, amazing, awe-inspiring God. And He's in this room right now. Those of you that raised your hand saying, I have a need today. I have a situation today. I have this issue. I have this problem. And only God can produce the results that I really need. I can't make a doctor's appointment and receive the results I need. I can't make an appointment at the bank or the lawyer's office to resolve the situation that I'm in right now. But I know where you can go. Come on with me now. I said, I know where you can go. You that are online and listening, maybe sitting in your living room right now. You may be all alone just by yourself watching this. I want to speak to you right now. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever you're coming up against, your God can produce the results that you need in your life. We believe that this morning. We know that to be true because we can look back over our shoulder into the past and see all the great and wonderful things that He's done in our lives. Clap your hands and love Him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anyone still believe that there's none like Him? I remember several years ago, my wife's grandfather passed away. He lived not too far from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I had never been able to go to that part of the country, and they asked me to do his funeral, so we flew in to do that funeral. And I remember flying in as we began to land, and you could just see just the majestic beauty of God's creation just as you was landing. I remember as we rented a car, and that following day we went out driving, and we went to the Tetons, and we saw those majestic mountains. I'm sorry, but you can't find that at the Blue Ridge Parkway. They don't make that up here in the Great Smoky Mountains. But as we drove, Donnie and I looked at that. There is no way that you can say there's not a God. You cannot look at some of the beauty of this world. How can you truly make a statement and say that this just happened just by an explosion? No, there's a God. He is so intricate. He is so majestic. Our human vernacular cannot adequately explain or give an adequate explanation of who He is and how great He is. Amen. He's a great God. He's a wonderful God. And He is so mindful of you and I that when we are in a state or going through a situation, that He's closer to us then than He was when everything was good. You say, how is that? I'll tell you exactly how it is. God is so mindful of the minute things. The Bible says that the very hairs on our head is numbered. This right here could be 3,468. That ain't feel good. They're numbered. Each one has their own number. Not just me, but everybody in this building. He knows every number of every hair on your head. He's so mindful of not only us, but his creation. The Bible also records that every time a sparrow would fall from the sky, that he himself would be there and he himself would know. How much more do you think that when you are encountering a situation in your life, when you are going up against something in your life or in your family, a sickness, whatever the case may be, don't you understand and don't you know that Jesus Christ is right there? Come on, Jesus Christ is right there. And there's people under the sound of my voice here this morning. When you raised your hands, guess what? I believe Jesus just moved in a little closer to where you are. I just believe he just stepped right in a little closer to where you're standing today. Why? Come on, it's his pleasure to bless you. It's his pleasure. He gets pleasure out of touching you and moving in you and taking those things in your life and manifesting his glory right in the midst of it. He is still high and he's lifted up. Psalms 27, verses 1 through 3. I'm not going to read this, but you can just take that home and dust your homework. But in essence, the psalmist David is boldly declaring in his life that we encounter challenging and unmanageable situations, and we all do. The wicked shall rise against me, my enemies and my foes, they shall emerge and try to utterly destroy me. But even then, I am more than confident that God will deliver me, that God himself is truly my light and my salvation, that he is still my strength, that he is still my refuge, and he is still my fortress. He's my stronghold. He's the one that I can run to in my time of need. There's no need that he cannot solve, no situation that he cannot solve. There's no problem that you and I face or encounter that God doesn't already have the answer to. Because I am more confident than ever before. I am more convinced than I've ever been that God possesses the means and the wherewithal to deliver me in my time of trouble or in my time of need. I'm very confident, in fact. I'm extremely convinced that God could work a miracle on your behalf right now. Amen. I believe that he has a supernatural plan, not a natural plan, because God's just not natural. He's supernatural. I believe that God has a supernatural plan for everybody in this room today. I believe that God has a supernatural plan for everyone that is tuning in online today. Why? Because he loves us so much. Because as we was talking about a little earlier during communion, he died for us. He shed his last drop of blood for you and for me. Amen. He went to a cross. Why? Because he knew that we would be in a state of sin and that you and I would need redemption. Aren't you glad for what Jesus Christ did for you and I? Being confident of this very thing, Paul alludes that you need to be so confident in your God that nothing in heaven, nothing in earth, or anything in hell could cause you to lose that confidence. In fact, I am fully persuaded that if God be for you, nothing, say it with me, nothing, come on, say it like you believe it, nothing shall be against me. Amen. I feel that there's something that is wanting to take place in this room right now. I believe that God is wanting to work a miracle for somebody in this house right now. Why? Because he's here and I feel him in this place. And where he is, anything is possible. Do you believe that this morning? Come on, do you believe that God is not hindered by our impossibilities? Do you know what our impossibilities are to him? How many people in this room maybe is facing something right now and you feel it's impossible for you to work it out? Come on. Yeah. There's things that are going on that you know in your own power, you can't work it out. You can't correct it. You can't repair it. Amen. You can't fix it. You may can fix the air conditioning, but you can't fix this. You can repair the sheetrock, but you can't repair this. Come on. Things that you cannot fix or repair yourself. You see, God, in his power and his majesty, is wanting to step into this house. To those of you that are going through these things that you cannot correct and work a miracle on your behalf. Our impossibilities are nothing more than opportunities for God to show you just how powerful he is. Come on, your impossibility is an opportunity for God, for him to reveal to you how much he loves you, how much he cares for you, and how powerful and majestic that he still is. Amen. There's some of you in this room today, you need that touch from heaven this morning. I believe that there was something in some of you when you was getting ready for church and brushing your teeth and combing your hair, that there was something maybe tugging on the inside of your heart. Oh, I just need a touch from heaven today. I just need that special touch from Jesus this morning. I'm here to tell you, your confidence can, amen, introduce the miraculous in your life. Your confidence in your God. I feel there's an unction in this room. I feel that there's something special that God's wanting to unleash in someone. Maybe it's something you prayed for 6 months, maybe 6 days, maybe 6 years. We can all establish and I believe concur to this fact that God doesn't work on our timetable. But his timing is always perfect. Amen? Maybe there's something that you have been asking God for years. And it seems like with every day that passes, it gets more and more impossible in your eyes. Let me remind you, we're praying to the same God that stepped out on the edge of nothing one day. And with his words, created an entire universe. With just his words. And words alone. Let there be and there was. Don't you think? Do you think his knees begin to shake? And do you think he begins to tremble when he looks at some of our messes? No. You know, I just believe that he's just like standing on the edge of heaven, if you will. Just waiting on your faith to be activated, and for you to somehow attach that faith to this word this morning. Amen. It could cause a reaction in your life. Confidence could begin to dwell up within you. You could all of a sudden be convinced that there's nothing that your God cannot and will not do for you. How many of us can look back in the past and say, I remember when God healed my body this time or that time? Come on, let me see your hand. Has God ever healed anybody in this house? Keep that hand up. You know, it wasn't Advil. It wasn't Aleve. Come on. It wasn't Motrin. It wasn't any of these other things. It wasn't hydrocodone that you begged the doctor. You know, none of that stuff. You knew and you know within yourself it was God himself that healed you. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his word has established that, why are we so fearful when we go to him and ask him for healing? Why does doubt raise up within us When we ask and tell him we're believing for a miracle, why does doubt want to come in and destroy our faith? How can we allow that? It's nothing more than the voice of the enemy trying to what? Rob you of what God has for you. I say today we don't let the enemy rob us anymore. I say that we stand firm on our faith and know and understand that if God can do it, if he did it for this one, he'll do it for me. If he saved back then, he'll save right now. If he healed cancer for my neighbor, he'll heal my cancer. If he healed heart disease for somebody I know in my family, he will heal the heart disease in my body. He is able. I'm convinced of this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you, he will complete it. See, we are all on a spiritual journey. And if we would allow God through faith, he will take us places beyond anything that we've ever experienced before in our lives. He has started us on that spiritual journey, and through faith and our confidence in him, whatever he starts in us, he has the ability, the means, and the wherewithal to complete it. How many of us can say God has started some things in me? Maybe there's somebody God has called you to do something in ministry or do something in this local assembly and you haven't stepped out yet. Guess what? If he starts it, he can complete it. Amen. Whatever he starts, he has the ability to complete it. His word tells us that. I believe that it is time, and I'm going to say this with all confidence, and I hope that Pastor, and I believe he will agree with me, even though timing seems to be off, even though it just wouldn't, you know, because of COVID, because of this, because of that, because of all the unrest, the timing just isn't right. But God doesn't work on our time scale. He doesn't work in our time frame. I believe that now is the time for a supernatural release in this congregation like it's never experienced before. I know what I felt in prayer early this morning, just a little bit after 5. It was like God was just shaking me and telling me there's things that I want to release in that house. There's things that I am wanting and longing to do in them. If they would ignite their faith, if they would allow their faith, amen, to connect to the word that this man of God, that God has given you, is preaching, that other men of God come through here and they preach, if your faith will connect to God's word, there's nothing, amen, impossible for you. There's nothing that God cannot and will not do in your situation. Clap your hands this morning. I believe he's ready to release favor like you've never witnessed before. Not only as a corporate body, but as an individual. You can live in the favor of God. Well, I think one said okay. You can live in the favor of God. Does anybody want to live in the favor of God? Does anybody want to live in the blessing of God? Does anybody believe that I can live favored by God? I can live blessed by the Lord. Do you believe this church can be favored of God? I believe it already is, but I believe that there's a level that God is wanting to push you and take you to that would astound you. Amen. God's getting ready to release his favor. Amen. Like he's never released it before in your life. God is ready to unleash his power like you've never witnessed before in your life. Amen. I still believe the word when it says that ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit has come upon you. How many people in this room are filled with the Spirit of God? Come on, guess what? That means you have power. Because the Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You have power. You can speak to the things that are not as though they were. You can take that power and that authority. You can speak to sickness. You can speak to disease. You can speak to problems. You can speak to circumstances. And something's got to happen. Glory to God. I'm confident in this very thing, that God is ready to open up heaven on you. The question is, are you ready for heaven to be opened up? Let me say that again. I believe and I'm confident that God is ready to open up heaven on you, corporately and individually. But are you ready for Him to open heaven up? You got to prepare yourself. Come on, there's a couple of you kind of responded to it now. I believe that if we would respond to this word, it's not my word. I'm just a big mouth up here giving it to you. It's His word. It's His word that is established from the beginning to the end. It's His word. And His word says that He's able. He longs to open up heaven on you. He longs to do things for you that nothing else or nobody else can do in this world. I believe He's wanting to open up His favor on this congregation. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I need heaven to open up on me. Come on, I believe there's people under the sound of my voice. You feel the same way. You need heaven and you long for heaven to open up on you. As the musicians get ready and come, I'm going to bring this to a close. If God is so creative enough to start a new work in you, I believe He's powerful enough to complete it. We would simply yield to God. He's going to take us places in the Spirit we've never encountered before. I hope we get tired of the status quo. I hope church as usual will never please us. I don't want just another church service that I can explain everything from the opening prayer to the closing prayer. Amen. But there should be something in every one of us to desire the move of God like we've never desired anything else in our lives. I'm tired of just getting by, barely getting by spiritually. I'm ready for His favor to be working in my life. What about you? I'm ready for miracle signs and wonders to take place in this house. I pray that it would get to the place. I pray that this group of people would somehow develop such an intense hunger for these things, that His power and presence would be so tangible when people walk into this room, that it would be almost like you could just physically reach out and just grab what you're in need of. How many of you would love to see that? Walk into this place and there'd be such a strong anointing, such a strong aura of God's Spirit. It'd almost be like walking to a fruit tree and just reaching out and just taking the one that you want. Just taking it and plucking it from that tree. It could be that way when you're so confident in His ability, that your faith would stand firmly and say, there's nothing that my God cannot do. And say it with all confidence. Whatever He has started, He will complete it. How many promises has He given His church over the years? How many things has God Himself, and you knew it was God that started it? How many things in the last 3 years have God said and promised and has started? You got to allow your confidence to say, if God started it, He will complete it. miracles, signs, and wonders. Follow them that believe. Follow them that are confident in God's ability to produce them. That's basically what that's saying. A person that truly believes and has faith in God, they're so confident. They're always, almost if you will, standing in anticipation of what God will do next as we're standing together. Those of you that raised your hand this morning, stating and declaring, why don't we stand together? That I have a need in my life. I need healing in my life, or I need God to work a miracle in my family. I need a miracle in my home. Those of you watching online, maybe you're sitting there saying, I need healing in my body today. I need deliverance in my life today. Guess what? He can do it today. He can start it right now. And he can, and I believe he will, complete it. But are you ready for that? Are you really desiring that? If you're desiring that, put your hands in the air. Say, Lord, I'm desiring that today. I'm longing for that today. Speak it out. Come on, use your voice and say, Lord, I'm believing for my miracle today. I'm believing for the supernatural in my life today. Father, I'm ready for your favor. I'm ready for your touch. I'm confident in you. I know that you're able to do anything that I am in need of right now. Come on, keep those hands lifted and let's just worship him as the singers begin to sing. Come on, let's worship him together this morning. Come on, hands lifted all over this room. Come on, if you were one of those that say you need a miracle today, step out maybe in your aisle. Or maybe if you would like to come toward the front and stand, come on, you can do that. Or you can keep your hands lifted in the chairs today. That's fine in those aisles. But come on, just begin to use your voice. Speak it out in faith right now. Jesus, I believe it today. I'm confident in it right now. I know that you are able. I know that there's nothing that you cannot do. Father, I know that when you start something, I'm confident in faith, knowing that you and you alone can complete that good work in my life. I'm believing you for it this morning. Father, I believe you for healing in this room right now. I believe in you, God, for a miracle in lives and homes and situations right now. In your name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe it. I stand firm upon your word right now, Jesus. Come on, still hands lifted, voices lifted right now in praise, in worship, in adoration to Jesus right now. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Come on, there's victory in this house. Come on, there's victory in this house this morning.
I'm gonna see a victory.
Come on, I'm gonna see a victory in this place right now. Come on, let it flow from your heart this morning. Let it flow from your soul today. There's gonna be victory in my life. There's gonna be victory in my home. There's gonna be victory in my family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, could we just begin to thank him right now in faith? Come on, could you just lift your voice? Say, Lord, I thank you right now. Tell him, Lord, I praise you right now. You know, we do so many things on credit. Right? Why don't we just begin to thank God on credit for what you ask him for? Why don't you begin to praise God in advance for what you're believing him for right now? In other words, God, I haven't received the answer yet. I haven't received the healing yet, but God, I am worshiping you, I'm thanking you, and I'm praising you as if the miracle had just happened. God, I'm going to give you glory. I'm going to give you honor. I'm going to give you praise as if the miracle has already been manifested. Why don't we lift our voice in this house? Why don't we believe him for it right now? I worship you, Jesus. I praise you for it, Lord. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.